Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To talk all things Guardians baseball, we're joined by Odyssey MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls presented by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call, click, Grainger.com, or just stop by. And Bob Nightingale now joining us in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bob, welcome to the show.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Well, it's great to have you here. I know it's early in the season. I think there are some people itching to make a declaration on whether the Guardians are a good enough team to be a playoff team or not. What are your early indications about where this Guardians team is in second place in this AL Central at five games above 500?
Yeah, no, I think it's impressive where they are. I mean, it's certainly a tougher division than people thought. You saw – you know what, four teams with winning records, three teams. And, it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, Minnesota looked like they were done, and then they started playing good ball, finally got healthy. So, I mean, I think Detroit is the team to beat. And, we'll see what happens. But they had a great September last year and kind of a carryover.
The Guardians' starting pitching has taken some flack nationally as of late. Do you see their starting pitching as something that can turn around, especially if you add Bieber coming up here in a little bit and Means coming up here in a little bit, and maybe they do end up just kind of settling in?
No, I do for sure. I mean, you got those guys coming back, and there's a lot of teams that have, even the Dodgers, as good as they are, they got massive starting rotation problems. So, no, I think you need a lot of depth. Those guys come up and give a blow to the others. Class A is, back pitching well. I think they'll be in the race, all season long.
Bob, the offense in some metrics is ranked 32nd. Is ranked last, so 30th in baseball. The starting rotation across the totality of the regular season is ranked 23rd. The bullpen's quite good again, maybe not where it was last year. So when we start to look at the three parts of the team here, which part of the team do you think you can count on, or we can count on, being better down the stretch for this Guardians team?
Well, I think certainly offensively it'll be better. I just think guys have been banged up, and once they get their footing and stuff, it should be a solid offensive team, much like a year ago. And I think they'll be hanging around. Like I said, I still think it's the Tigers division to lose, but there's no reason why they can't get a wild card spot. And these days, it really doesn't matter if we have a wild card spot or win the division.
Is Stephen Kwan worth a $100 million deal?
That's high. I'm not sure it'd go that high. The reason I say that is what Pete Crow Armstrong was just offered, $65 million. And you'd definitely take Crow Armstrong over. So I think that's on the high side for him. He's a very good player and stuff. And hey, it's not our money. So, but I think if he got that, he would jump on it.
Bob Nightingale on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Grainger offers professional grade supplies and solutions made for every industry and backed by product experts. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We had another host in our station yesterday, and this was before the Guardians picked up the dub at the end of it, but just with the way the Guardians had a rough little stretch there, he felt like Jose was going to be a cautionary tale of wasting a player, a great player's prime, given that the Guardians have not won a World Series with Jose, even though they were in 2016 and have had a couple nice deep playoff runs the last couple of years. I'm curious, do you agree with that?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's like saying you're wasting Aaron Judge. I mean, they haven't won a World Series either, but they're in the playoffs year after year. No, for what he's done, the contract he took, and everything else, I mean, he's been worth his weight in gold. And, it's not like a situation where Felix Hernandez is like couldn't get any wins in Seattle because they have no run support and that sort of thing. So, no, just the fact, if they weren't making the playoffs, it'd be a different story. If Paul Skeens is in Pittsburgh for 6 years and they don't make a playoff, since, you feel sorry for Skeens wasting those years. But I don't think it's been a waste at all. I mean, it's been a goldmine having Ramirez, particularly to that size of contract.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, I just don't look at it like it's win a World Series. It's the only way you justify it, right? I mean, Ichiro went to 2 postseason series. Tony Gwynn went to 2 World Series. But Tony Gwynn played in, 3 postseasons? And I think he had a 12-year stretch there. We didn't play in a single postseason series. Like, it's not necessarily about winning just the World Series. It's about going to the playoffs and consistently being a playoff threat, in my opinion.
No, absolutely. I mean, look at Mike Trout. He's been in 1 postseason series. Didn't win a game. Got shut out and got knocked out in 3 games, and that was it. So no, to be back in the playoffs year after year, as they've been knocking the door, having up 3 games to 1 in 2016, on the verge of winning a World Series. So no, I don't consider it a waste at all, just because anything can happen in the postseason. I mean, of all the talk with the Dodgers and stuff. They're only only World Series championship in a full season. What was last year, since 1988.
Bob, asked Tigers ace Tarek Skubal just annihilated the Guardians on Sunday. As a matter of fact, that was his first complete game of his career in the big leagues. And afterwards, he said that he actually wants more long outings. Do you think that's something the Tigers would be willing to give him, or do you think in the era of arm issues, they're going to be protective of him?
No, I think if he wants to go, long, and it's more of a mindset thing, why not let him go, and go away, complete games like he did last time. He only threw 94 pitches. Is that like, hey, he's not going to go 150 pitches or 140, but if he can get complete games, you help the team so much. Like when Justin Verlander won the MVP for the Tigers, he was helping the team in 3 different games. The one he pitched, the one before where you could blow out the bullpen, and the one after where you have a rested bullpen. So, you're affecting a lot more than just the games you start.
Bob, obviously, I'll give credence to what the Yankees are doing right now, and I'll acknowledge even on the in what the Tigers are doing too. They're a great team, but it seems like the American League is just a little bit behind the National League this year. It seems like the National League has all the very best teams. How do you think we got to a spot where it feels like more teams are deeper and they're better and they're just stronger on the NL side?
Yeah, just I think it's kind of a cyclical thing, but I don't remember the National League being this much stronger than the American League for quite some time. I think the AL East is the weakest it's been in decades. So, yeah, I mean, just all the big money was spent, whether it was in New York or with the Dodgers. I mean, even the Arizona Diamondbacks, I mean, they poured out a ton of money just to keep up with the Dodgers and the Giants and everything else. So, but, yeah, I mean, if you're a team, you want to be in the AL these days just because the National League is so strong. I mean, NL Central is still, is still weak. But, the Cubs are a very good team, and the Cardinals are kind of playing on their mind right now.
Bob, looking to what has been talked about a lot, but maybe not widely understood as of yet, there's been a lot of talk about a work stoppage after this season. And some fans, like myself, who I get very frustrated with a competitive environment where there's just haves and have-nots in baseball, and it's frustrating. We're in a good spot with a situation that consistently, relatively consistently wins, but to a point. Right? Because of the way baseball economics go, if there is a potential work stoppage, is that the point of it? Or is there another point of what could happen in a year's time or after this season?
Well, yeah, it's actually after next season, because that's when the CBA is up. So you still got 2 years of uninterrupted play. I mean, I don't foresee the players going on strike and like they did in 94, like before next year's World Series. So you got 2 years. But, yeah, you know, owners are kind of complaining with each other. It's not really the players. It's the owners saying, hey, we need a, closer payroll parity. They want a luxury tax, if not a salary cap. If not for a salary cap, make it more painful if you go over that threshold. Because right now it's not stopping the Dodgers or the Mets or the Yankees. They'll gladly pay it. Now, if you take away draft picks, that might be a different story. And on the flip end, the players say, wait a minute now, let's have a floor here. It shouldn't be like the Pittsburgh Pirates and Athletics and Tampa Bay.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
They're making all this money and revenue sharing and not putting it back into the team.
Yeah, I mean, Bob, you mentioned the Pirates. Like, it's a real problem in baseball when someone like Paul Skenes can be great. And whether they trade him or don't is obviously another layer of this. But the conversation for Pirates fans is, should we get rid of him now because, 6 years from now, he's going to be gone anyway. Kind of like what happened with the Guardians and Francisco Lindor in many ways, which just shouldn't happen.
Yeah, you can't trade Paul Skenes. You want to talk about it, 4 years from now before he's a free agent or, maybe even, 3.5 years, okay. But not now. It just means way too much to the franchise. And, I think the fans would just go ballistic and revolt if something like that happened. So, no, you got to market him and use him and be a reason for, I want to come watch the Pirates, particularly on the days he pitches. So, you remember now, all you're getting back is prospects. Remember when the Red Sox trade away Mookie Betts? Look at the return Mookie Betts. But there's nobody left in the Mookie Betts trade. It was a complete disaster for the Red Sox. How many of these prospects just never make it? So I don't see the Pirates doing that at all. It'd be years from now. I imagine that the fans would just go ballistic if that happened.
Bob, little birdie tells me you have a Cameo account. What kind of requests you get for your Cameo account there?
Yeah, it used to be a lot. Now it's more like fantasy type drafts, really. Like you're announcing that or birthdays, that sort of thing. So mostly that type of thing. Maybe someone's going through a hard time as far as health wise, kind of a pick me up type thing. But yeah, it's just a once in a while. That's not like I ever advertise or try to do a lot of it. But yeah, just more of a fun thing.
You ever have a weird request?
No, sometimes with they want me to kind of rip a team or someone's fancy thing, like okay, you're trashing a player. So yeah, I won't do that.
You send those our way, Bob. We'll take care of that for you.
If it's a good natured thing, that's fine.
So you're too classy to do that.
Yeah, we're not
so
at all.
So what if we'll get like a finder's fee, and then you'll be like, hey, I'm very classy. I don't rip, but here's my friends Nick and Jonathan, and then we'll
I couldn't possibly, but Nick and Jonathan, they got thoughts. And you want to talk about Skenes being traded? They can do Skenes being traded.
And then you finish the video by saying thank you, Nick and Jonathan, and thank you for your patronage. And then we just, if it's $45, you get your 25. We'll take 20. How about that?
Not a bad deal. Above board. I mean, with the Paul Skenes thing, hey, that trade talk's been out there. But yeah, I just can't say, hey, they got to do it. They're complete morons, that sort of thing.
Oh, that's my favorite
thing.
That's
where we come in, Bob.
Yeah, that we really like, especially that M word. We're all about that M word.
That's great talk show fodder, exactly.
Bob, great stuff. Much appreciated.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Bob Nightingale there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I don't think he'll be taking us up on our offer. That was Odyssey. MLB insider Bob Nightingale. Insider calls are presented by Grainger with supplies and solution for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. I think that would be, honestly, like that would be just like my highlight of my day if I could make $45 a pop.
Yeah.
And people are just
doing
like,
cameo?
Give us your take on Johnny Manziel. Let me tell you about this jerk. I wouldn't call him that, of course.
I think you'd be great at cameo.
Would I?
Nobody does that, but like you could totally do the, hey, we have 10 names and we need to have a fantasy football drawing and you're going to announce each one of them and then make jokes along the way.
Yeah.
You'd be great at that.
I would be willing to. I just don't think people actually want that.
Well, the worst thing is to have a cameo and then to have it exist out there and not really many people actually buy the cameo and it just kind of sits on your profile.
So, this is a great point. I would need one cameo a week to not feel like a loser.
So when people go on it, they can click on it and see like you've actually done them before. Like I clicked on Bob's and I'm like, oh, Bob's got some people that have actually done it.
Yep.
That's what you need.
I would, you know what kind of cameo I'd love?
What's that?
I'd like a Spike cameo where I just tell people like, hey, Mike. Hey, yeah. Your coworker Tim, he thinks you're a chotch, and you gotta stop eating his food in the refrigerator. I don't know what kind of monster you are. You're not quite a Menendez brother, but Bob, for the love of God, if you eat this man's food, I don't even remember his name. If you eat this man's food again, I'm going to show up to your place of work with a sock filled with bricks of soap, and I will end you myself. Love you, buddy. So great to see you.
And you said love you at the end, so it's not even threatening.
Yeah.
It feels
takes
like...
takes the sting out.
I feel like you'd be the type of person people would hire if they're like, I want to get out of this relationship. And so they're going to hire you, and then they'll be like, yeah, so Nick, you just give the details, give you why this person sucks, and then Hillary, you're just going to make a video.
Hillary, you complained the entire way to and from Jamaica. We paid for everything. You kind of just lay there like a fish, like you hit the bricks, okay?
I think it really specific, though. But the real deal breaker is you didn't like Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
And if you don't like Reservoir Dogs, I don't know how I can even be with you.
It's such a good point. I don't want to break up with you if it's just, oh, it's not you, it's me. No. It is you. It's not them. And here's why.
Yeah, well, you don't hire a cameo to be like, hey, you're great. It's not you. It's me. No.
Some people would. They're outsourcing their own cowardice.
It hired you to go ahead and really just lay it down there.
Yeah.
Lay it all on the line.
God, I'd love to retire on that. 216-474-0092. We got to react to what Bob Nightingale said about your Guardians in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.